Change. Don't you hate it? Consider the auto checkout kiosk at Walmart, Target, etc. Please put your item in the bagging area. I no longer get to speak with a real woman. Instead, I have an automated female voice nagging me. I'm afraid that the next car I buy will constantly tell me how to drive. No matter what topic we're talking about, we can probably find something about the change taking place in our lives that we don't like. We can either dwell on it, and in the process become less effective at whatever it is we do, or we can adapt and deal with it. Change is a key cost of discipleship. Jesus' followers had to deal with change, and we should expect no less. For example, think of Moses, and when you do, what image fills your mind? Maybe you've seen the movie, The Ten Commandments. If you have, is the image you have of Moses that of Charlton Heston pointing the way to the Hebrews to cross the Red Sea? Or is it Moses at the burning bush? Whatever your image might be, we know that Moses went through a lot of personal change. He went from being a prince of Egypt who relied on himself to being a shepherd who relied on God. Through a process of spiritual growth and change, Moses was first broken and then remade. He learned he needed God confidence, not self-confidence. That's a lesson that I've learned in my life. Hi, my name is David Lance, and in my course, Pursuing Your Mission from God, I examine Moses' journey in leadership, examining the lessons I've learned in my life in light of scriptural insights in leadership, and share how you can learn to think like Jesus and lead like Moses. To learn more, please visit me at my website, www.pursuingyourmission.com, to learn about my online on-demand course, Pursuing Your Mission from God.